How was this?
Awesome. A lot of fun.
You were a good conductor.
Yeah.
I just want to throw up.
Could you hear me?
Fro.
You really hate that food?
Yeah. And I was like trying to make the Coke together with the fries. So I was like taking one and then taking the Coke. And I was like, I don't know. I don't want that right now, but I'm doing it.
We're hard.
Yeah, I could hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I kind of like.
Okay. Cool, because Mop Man was like going in front of me and I couldn't see anything.
I saw him, yeah.
So were you kind of reacting to what you were doing?
A little bit. I was trying to ignore it because I didn't want to be reacting to that.
Slide around.
As a memento.
What? Oh, yeah.
Out of my journal.
Did you make any different sound when I took an ice cube? I didn't.
What do you mean I didn't?
Because I could hear, I could see.
I changed the volume and switched. I like jumped the video around different places. But it was hard. I need to like develop like some kind of better instrument. So, mostly it was just like the drinking worked really well. Because it was like the stream came in and out. Mm-hmm. Do you want to listen to it?
Yeah.
You guys want any grapes?
No, thank you.
You could cleanse your system.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
So let's see how it sounds. You might have to, I might have to change the, like, you know, equalize it and stuff later. But.
Great.
My friend has this awesome hat that says Uda Man on it with a big question mark in the middle. And I love that hat because it wasn't asserting that I am the man. It was just like, yeah, just a blanket question.
Still over there?
You are a petite, light-skinned, mixed woman with a short, cropped haircut.
That's when I started.
Summer makes you think of you. Because it was a few summers ago when I first laid eyes on you. At the time, you worked at McDonald's on Longfellow Road in Groton.
Just so I can see you.
actually twice a week.
Brave and the bold figures in
at the Chinese buffet.
My burger machine with a broom and a brush.
On the road in front of me. I had a crush on you since then, and I kind of have stopped you that summer. At the time, he worked at the McDonald's on Longfield Road. Finding something to order, just so I could see you. Then you disappeared. I saw you again about a year ago. Maybe You are single? If so, holla. LOL. No, really. Please, contact me. You seem so sweet, and you have a beautiful smile. Whenever you saw me, you always smile. Makes me think you recognize me. Going to McDonald's late at night.
changing. Everything is rearranging. I can't sit still, cause it's a beautiful day.
Finding something to order, just so I could see you. Then you disappeared. I saw you again about a year ago. Actually, twice in a week. Once at Kirsten's design.
Now good morning in Megaton of Land. Let's see what's happening first.
And the second time at the Chinese buffet in London. Thank you.
Let's go home, Rona.
What's the bad it's here?
Don't worry, Grimace. There's stories made up for the campfire.
Once at Crucy's, he brought me. And second time, at the Chinese buffet. In New London. Both times, you were with rather large. Ago, when I first laid my eyes on you. At the time, you worked at the McDonald's on Long Hill Road in Groton. I had a crush on you since then, and I kind of stalked you that summer, going to McDonald's late at night, finding something to order.
Watching that stuff. Probably can't stop now. The dinosaurs are eating their way through Central Park.
Is that Attack of the Dinosaurs?
Just so I could see you. Then, you disappeared. I saw you again about a year ago. Actually, twice in a week. Once at Kiersey's in Groton, and the second time at the Chinese buffet in New London. Both times.
You won't get away this time, Penguin.
You can have three times the fun with three Batman, the Brave, and the Bold figures in your McDonald's Happy Meal.
I think she might be your girl. But it has been a while. And maybe you are single? If so, holla. LOL.
That's okay.
But no, really. Please contact me. You seem so sweet. And you have a beautiful smile. Whenever you saw me, you always smiled.
From the new movie Ice Age 3, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, come epic toys a million years in the making. It's one to discover in your McDonald's Happy Meal.
No, that just happened.
You guys could see the reactions of some of the other patrons better than I could. Like, what was up with that one lady?
What?
And the guy with the walker?
Yeah, they just rolled. Do you want to see what they did?
Just save it to desktop.
This is like,
that's what they did.
They weren't like Mop Boy. Mop Boy was a pain in the ass.
He was giving
the Mop Boy?
Jennifer has a video of all of us, like, because the camera was pointed at us. So I think the first thing I'm gonna do once we get like the footage out of the camera is I'll just link up our recording, like with the actual video, so we can just see to watch it.
That's gonna be so crazy.
Yeah.
That's gonna be terrible message.
Yeah, I think the images.
I think the image is great.
Yeah. And,
it's too bad. Well, wait, are you in the shot, Jennifer?
No. I actually think that we should do it again.
You want to?
Yeah, because now we have like this experience of like.
Yeah, like we did this too. Yeah, no.
Now I know I don't want to hit that splash symbol every fucking 2 seconds. But also,
I'm a little more familiar with the keyboard. Uh-huh. It's been a while since I used one of those toy pads.
But I think that also we can like maybe. Better like if I take like a bite and I'm still like, you know, chewing the burger, so maybe that it sounds different.
Yeah.
Or maybe do that with
Yeah, I tried to do a little bit of that, but yeah.
I think we should like maybe because now we did it, so we can establish a more
maybe we can
do
have like a
routine. That'll make us overlap more.
Right. And even with you, Danielle, like the way that you read it, I'm sure like we didn't even like if she should like stop or read it differently, even with the stops, I think we should just think about it more.
Maybe like if you turn your head or something.
Yeah,
if
possible. Yeah, I was thinking that too, like when you touch your napkin. Like,
yeah, that was like one thing that we completely disregarded.
Well, sometimes I was just playing with the food on my plate, and I think it's
first I wasn't sure, but then we decided, I think all of us gradually decided to just go for it if you were playing with the food.
Yeah, if you touch the fries, it's still insane. Chewing and swallowing.
Like at first, yes, I definitely at first wasn't playing until I saw you pick up the sandwich.
Yeah.
But by the end, anytime, especially when you ran out of sandwich, I was just looking for something to do. So anytime you touched the box, I was.
I think for me, experiencing it, knowing what I would do differently, I would listen much more to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just use her as when I should play and when I shouldn't. And of course, you know, the different things for what she's doing.
And so, like,
that sounds a little sexual. Like, where's my
What does the cookie mean?
Well, he wanted, like, Christmas cookies for me to bring him in.
I don't think that's what he meant.
Well, anyway, it gets better because I had to take him again the next semester for sculpture. And so, somewhere along the line, we had to make a sculpture out of food. So I made a giant cookie of his face. And I was like, hey, Buxton, this is where your cookie at.
That's great. Should do that voice.
Sentences as if they are questions.
The crossover is where they're there, which is what I
mean.
Like, even when I went back from the table and I refilled, like,
girl was really, really long gone hair. Like,
I mean, all those behavior that happens.
Well, I was playing while you were doing that. But I mean, they don't really have
sweatshirt.
It's more about duration.
Color puff glue on yourself.
And
we could do a radio now. First time I saw it.
Yeah, but I think we should like more compose it now that we know what happened. Because you watch me and I also watch myself.
It would be interesting to try like all
really creative
vocals.
With it.
Yeah, I'm like, so
just
and then everyone just saying what you're doing.
Yeah,
just picking up the front, just hitting the front.
Characters.
That should be done in another
life. And people who have been in my life, like,
no, we just all, like, announcers.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like, and that will maybe just help us think about what
actually,
the actions are.
Actually, I did have another art professor that we related to sounded like Minnie Mouse because she had like really high pitched voice, so it might have been like...
You know what we really need,
I know
Jennifer,
two girls now
is we need a video
like that,
of you
like,
eating a meal from start to finish.
And like, I just know them separately, but the other day, last night, I saw them together, and it was me and the two of them, and it was so weird.
Just so
like,
we
I'm
can like...
Normal, just like investigate.
And we could even
like,
play
oh,
in the studio
God.
To
like,
the
this is a weird world I'm
and then if we,
because
I'm thinking of ways how can we take
it
this
just,
piece
you know,
and like bring it to a performance
they
space
put
you know? And like maybe you could be there live doing eating a thing in the performance
space
again, but
for
practice we
can
just record some
videos.
Does that make sense?
Maybe I'll like learn different accents. My one of my
but I like the idea
friends,
like,
she went well
someone
I don't know
who's gonna
like,
be the announcer of everything that I do.
But
you know,
my
rather
one
than
of my
anyone
friends
plays,
is back in England now, but she's like a language coach and she does like theater. She like coaches people.
So different voices represent different projects.
I could like Facebook messenger and see.
Like talking to each other. It could work for a different thing actually. That doesn't have to be this. Like a different type of action.
She actually did the voice coaching for this musical cabaret, and we went to the school. She's actually studying abroad at New Paltz, SUNY New Paltz this
I was
year.
Really more like
and so my friend Wendy and I
an announcer
ended up,
like
seeing her
sport.
That's what
performance.
I was
and she was like,
but not like
with
the same cadence. Like,
and it was really
so
awesome.
She can teach somebody.
Not the same way as
well, she has
but just talking about like what's happening. Actually we should try that together. I think if we just walk around with microphones and tune
it
and then we just like but I know but if we look at something and then we each say like okay I'll take the right hand and you take like their foot and then we each describe what the thing is doing.
Teaching somebody how to sound like
sound like the foot is doing this, and now it's doing
at least cabaret.
It's
doing
like the hand is moving up, and it's moving up, and cross over.
That'd be just like I would have an easier time,
especially if maybe we couldn't hear each other.
Yeah.
because I know how it sounds.
Like we had the headphones on,
but
we cut each other
so
out
really
so we couldn't hear.
That would be about American doing an impression of German.
Actually, no, I've been pretty good.
Or we record a video.
We
both watch the same video and record, but separately, or in two different spaces.
What are you doing?
And then we just splice the recordings together. That'd actually be really cool.
We want to go to this wine tasting church, and 15, not allowed.
But there were a lot of nice moments
in this recording
that maybe now we should try to reproduce on purpose.
Yeah.
So I have nothing to do.
And maybe we can, because this was really open,
German wine company,
you know, like we just kind of, there was very little structure on purpose. But now there's like things where we can tell, like, okay, now we
should. Schmitz on Riesling's pretty good.
Like maybe. We have an idea of the beginning of
that. There's a Schmitz on it, it's spelled exactly like my last name. My friend
like
bought it because
like
she's
really
like,
specific.
Well, it says relax and it's blue on the bottle, and that's what you need to do. And she's like, I didn't even realize it said Schmitz on it.
Yeah.
It's good.
But, yeah.
My parents were a little bit more liberal in the consumption of alcohol than I was.
Well, actually, my parents. Too, but it was just at this, you know, event.
Okay.
They had no say. But like at home,
okay.
They would give me a half a dozen of wine.
Good. Start building you up.
Right. Yeah. You build a tolerance, and then you also just never. It's never that big a deal. So by the time I turned 21, I was so like bored drinking that I must.
You also add some like loose.
Right.
Something more structured to like the conducting.
I just can't buy it.
It's like, you should have
and whatever.
The burger,
like, almost
to tell
you.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Because for
okay,
a while,
so I'm writing a song right now.
It's interesting actually
so
to have something at the beginning that goes
and
away, and
so
maybe something at the end that comes
top.
In.
And it's actually
about
you know?
My purple.
Well,
this
yep, because it was an
it's
actual conversation
flies.
That took place at my house, and my aunt was eating dinner with us. We were talking about our body types, and my dad turns to me and says, well, Danielle, she's so chunky up top.
That's all being needs to be defined by how to eat.
Yeah, so I started writing a hip hop song. She's so chunky up top, she goes, what can you do? Rock, pop, rock. And she's stuck. She's so
fast.
You're
gonna go far.
I was gonna talk about how, like, about no kento because you can't see anything.
Is that chunky?
Yeah, she's real chunky up top.
That seems serious. Not so that
chunky.
Actually maybe
I wasn't even talking about myself.
Someone
anymore.
Can be with two instruments at the same time.
It's
awesome.
I mean, it was like,
I mean
like
no one's supposed to play at the same
like
time, so
no,
wait, one person can do all of them.
Just because. What is it?
Because nobody's supposed to go at the same time in a way one person can do.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. I'm saying, in a way, one person can do everything because they just have to switch when they switch up.
Okay.
Oh, especially because more than ever before, I'm working on making things.
Uh-huh.
And also, it's funny
like,
because people use proteins, they use some.
I have to think about it more.
But why would you apply?
Because you should think about the duration of the entire thing being like set.
Yeah, just
have,
you know,
so final that proteins have all the proteins
still? Well, yeah, well, proteins.
Like, maybe you don't even have to like finish
yeah,
the meal.
Yeah,
well, right? You just like eat for 3 minutes.
Part of the thing about
like, we kind of know.
And
it's not like everything's set in stone because we do it differently every time.
Like, well, that's
like we know like when you're
going to
pick up the burger for a while.
It's supposed to come with final time.
Like
okay, I'm done with the video now.
And then maybe
rather than
the different objects signifying like different instruments precisely, they signify like a transition, like a musical transition. Something like that. But it'd be worth thinking about. That's why I think we should get a video in like
1 second.
You know, it doesn't have to be you, I'll eat the
okay, no problem. Text me what's going on because I can barely hear you, alright?
around and just, yeah, just messing around with these, like, one-second drum clips and just layering bits and stuff around. Then when I'm sad, I'm like, okay, now that's the beat, that's the tempo, that's great. And I plug in my bass and I try to make the bass line.
That's my phone in there. Sorry about that. I was like, how am I going to signal her? This is just gone.
It's like the basement to the whole song. And then I'll do all the piano and or guitar parts. And you know, separate parts. But I've just got like a solid bit with you know, my own bass line. Just, you know,
yeah.
A bunch of random things. And sometimes I'm playing with other, like sometimes the sound effects and the clips and whatnot, they're not even drums, sometimes it's just weird. I found these like weird gasping and screams and things like that I ended up using in this Street Funk song.
Cool.
So like, there's this whole thing where like he opens up to like at the very beginning of the song, and, like there's this door creaking, opening sound effect.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
find
a day on everyone.
Also trying to collect sounds. I have a Zoom H twin, and so I bring it with me.
There's this house like across the street that they've been working on, but like they've been working on the back of it almost since I lived where I lived. And I don't know, about 3 or 4 mornings out of the week, around 7 to 10 in the morning, they've just been hammering. And it's perfectly just like thump, 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 thump. This distinctive noise that like, oh, somebody in the slight distance is hammering wood. Wow, you know, like that's just what that is.
It's so great. Like sometimes I struggle with rhythm personally. I don't use a metronome. It's like it's a little scary.
Well, even if you are really good, then it's so easy to lose the beat somewhere and then just recover, and you'll never notice it, and the audience might not even ever notice it. But if you were recording it and go back and listen, you'll notice.
Okay,
you got it. Or a click track, that's what I use. It's like a little tiny thing, looks like a little MP3 player, and has headphones, and you can make it go quarter notes, you get, or you can make it do triplets.
Okay.
You know, stay in the beat. I like it better than metronome, because you can make it do whatever you want. It could do like 3 quarter notes, and then an eighth note, you could do like a dotted quarter note, and then an eighth note.
And you can
you
like click the tempo up and down.
Yep, yeah, so, you get whatever you can.
A lot of phones have like metronome programs too. I don't know if you have a phone where you can download programs.
Have what?
Like a lot of phones have like metronome programs too.
Huh? Neither does mine. I spend enough time and money and brain power thinking about technology that is, it becomes rewarding on its own, you know, like having a camera. That's great, because then I can make money with it, or I can make a silly music video. But my phone, I will just play with that. I won't make anything neat with that. I won't do anything neat.
Yeah.
So who needs to spend the money or the time having that?
I hate my phone.
All three of my roommates have, like, played Draw Something, and they send things to each other.
Oh, yeah, I can't play those games.
No, I'm not good at that. I'm also no good at Rock Band and all of those things. I can never
Somebody
get my
wants
mind.
Me to start playing. I'm supposed to go play with a couple friends on Monday.
It's so weird. It's like, I'm sorry.
I have to wait for
the green to show up before I hit, instead of just hitting where that note comes in.
It's actually kind of like
it's
what we just did.
Yeah.
But what we just did is a lot more interesting version of Rock Band. Cause you know it's just like it's like karaoke for music.
So I've just never even watched people play in a concert.
It just shows you like a color, and then like you press that button on the controller, and then it like plays the appropriate sound.
Mm-hmm.
And the controller is
like
you
don't
have like
guitar,
the fake instruments.
You do, but like the instruments are really simplified.
Yeah. like, so what?
Like, the guitar has like six buttons on it that are like six colors.
Yeah.
The drums look like drums, but each drum has like a ring on it. One's like purple, one's green. And then on the screen, you just see like a purple line or a green line, and you're supposed to like hit it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never gotten very good at that.
Like, the only one I could sort of figure out was the drum set, but even then it was like difficult. The guitar is so not like an actual guitar.
Yeah.
Do you, like, on the drums, do you play more than one thing at a time? Like a real drum set?
I think so.
Yeah, but it doesn't have like cymbals or anything. It just has like four circle pads and it has a kick.
Do you have to like keep the beat and then hit other ones occasionally?
It's not even really like that. Like, it's not as complicated as actual instrument playing.
Do you have this pedal for, like, kick drum?
I don't know.
It's a, just, like, a button you press on your foot. Like, it's not even, like...
Okay. This is going to drive me crazy. Who are we listening to? I know.
Oh, Guided by Voices.
Right.
Yeah.
We're in New Haven now. We're not at our destination now. I'm not in my car. We're on North Front Road.
We'll be there in a second.
I think we're going to be going in and doing some stuff actually first. So I'm not going to be going right back to my car. We got to listen to what we did and stuff. So I'm sorry.
On Facebook, their phone makes a noise. Like, constantly, their phones are going off.
So it's like, when
mine
are you
would
ever
end
actually,
up in the river or something.
Why is there a reason to go or be anywhere if you're really being all these other places? You know, like wherever you are, you're thinking about this person. You're like basically
you're
at their house
present.
In your mind.
Yeah.
Like why leave the house? I guess really.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
This is the building.
Building.
The sculpture, like our studio building. This is just the back entrance. I'm just gonna park here for now.
So are we leaving everything in the